We often turn to New Yorker staff writer Susan Glasser to get a perspective on how the rest of the world views the U.S. Happy day after State of the Union, Susan.
Well, thank you.
We just heard from Vipin Narang at MIT, and President Trump sounded upbeat when it came to the prospect of negotiations with North Korea. But when Trump described his relations with Iran, the contrast was pretty stark.
My administration has acted decisively to confront the world's leading state sponsor of terror, the radical regime in Iran. It is a radical regime. They do bad, bad things. To ensure this corrupt dictatorship never acquires nuclear weapons, I withdrew the United States from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal.
Susan Glasser, how does that sound to America's allies in the rest of the world, especially in contrast to his warm feelings and kind of coziness with North Korea and Kim Jong-un?
It's a very bifurcated foreign policy, right? It's very hard to create one unified global strategy out of the disparate threads of Trumpism. And I think that's one of the problems, is that we're always trying to project a doctrine onto what is really a series of both individual approaches and then, in the case of President Trump in particular, a series of instincts and reactions. Reflexive anti-Iranianism is at the centerpiece, certainly, of how he and his administration have framed their approach to the Middle East. And it has been a sticking point with allies in Europe, especially given the withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal.
I mean, I'm talking about our allies and their whiplash, but I mean, a lot of people might have gotten whiplash listening to this part of Trump's speech. One minute, Iran is not to be trusted, but when it came to the Taliban?
The hour has come to at least try for peace, and the other side would like to do the same thing. It's time.
I mean, I'm sure nobody wants the war to continue in Afghanistan, but what are you hearing from outside the U.S. on Afghanistan? Like, how is Trump's interest in cutting a deal with the Taliban playing elsewhere?
One interesting undercurrent of some of Trump's forays in international diplomacy and deal-making so far is an emerging sense among some of our adversaries in Russia and China, for example, that Trump has actually been quite naive and played on the world stage when he's attempted to make deals. And you know, this very credulous-sounding statement, almost naivete, when it comes to the Taliban, a pretty thuggish, repressive group, after all, you know, isn't striking to the hard-nosed realpolitik often practiced in the Kremlin by Xi Jinping in Beijing. In fact, just this week, the Kremlin is hosting Afghan politicians, although not the Afghan government, in talks with the Taliban in Moscow. And I think the message is very clear, which is to say, you can't have a peace that's just midwifed anymore by the United States of America. We're no longer the only superpower that matters. And Russia is demanding to be in the middle of those talks as well.
Trump did cover a lot of ground, some zigging and zagging. And somewhere in the middle of all of it, there was this warning for Americans.
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
Well, I mean, there have been calls for taxation on the very rich, but how is a comment like that, Susan Glasser, heard elsewhere around the globe? Does it make the planet think we're about to restart the House Un-American Activities Committee?
You know, it's interesting. I just finished writing my column for The New Yorker today, and that was the theme of my piece, was why was President Trump talking about socialism? You know, you and I and probably your listeners didn't think that there was any immediate threat of a socialist takeover of the country. To me, it's very much about 2020 and the beginning of President Trump's reelection campaign. And it does seem to me that he will be running against socialist left-leaning Democrats and making America out as if, you know, we're just one elected official away from a Venezuelan hellscape here in the United States.
New Yorker staff writer Susan Glasser, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.